Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day.
Thinking about the day.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Bumper sticker scene today. Hang up and drive.
I like that.
Well, I was thinking about the video of the day today. That's the voice of Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, monitoring Facebook and other features in social media. Ken Kessler, the info wrestler, Molly Page, the news sage, is here. And there is a video that we have that I think Richie actually found yesterday. The vision that you have, this is an imagination sort of thing. If you're driving, you can't close your eyes. But if you are not driving, close your eyes and just remember the last time you followed a semi, a trailer truck down the road. And you wondered as you looked at the back, what's in front? Can I want to pass this truck? Can I get around this truck? And so now, courtesy of technology, you'll see this at DougSteffen.com. This video was actually prepared by Samsung. It came up with a technology to put a camera on the front of the truck and a screen on the back of the truck so that what you're looking at the back of the truck is what the driver is seeing in the front of the truck. So it's cool, but you could get easily lost or you could be distracted and end up running into the back of the truck, all kinds of things. But if you're trying to pass the truck and you can't see around the truck, all you have to do is look at the screen that's on the back doors
and
of the truck.
It's a big screen. It's like it takes up the whole door.
Oh, yeah, it's very
on
big.
The back of the truck.
Yeah.
My first thought was, though, I'm sure at red lights they probably play Samsung commercials.
Oh.
There's no doubt. Because when you use Waze, the traffic app, when you come up to a stoplight, it knows you're stopped.
Yeah.
And that's when it says, oh, by the way, there's a Dunkin' Donuts right around the corner. Won't you stop in?
All right. There you go. Molly, what's the story of the bottled water recall is spreading to a number of states? And this is instructive because there's one main company that does the bottling, but they are the ones bottling for a dozen or so other companies. So all this water is the same, comes out of the spigot. They treat it a little bit. And so what do we have to worry about, if anything?
Well, it's a California-based water bottling company called Niagara Bottling, and it recalled 14 of its brands this week after one of its spring sources detected E. coli bacteria in its water supply. So this was back on June 10th. The company said in an updated news release this week that it recalled its products out of an abundance of caution and that the recall was necessary because one of its contracted springs failed to notify them that there was evidence of the E. coli in the spring source. So Niagara Bottling said the recall affects 11 states, and it has, like you said, I mean, multiple brands, Best Yet, Big Y, Acme, Niagara's.
Supermarket chains for the most part. Yeah.
And it's so funny because they kind of all come from the same source.
Yeah,
they just have different names.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to check and see if the bottle is from Niagara. And
it'll say on the side of it, bottled by Niagara Bottling, Fresno, California, or whatever.
Right.
They're actually a Canadian company, but they have American headquarters out there. It's just one of the other things that's strange about our country and our what we've come into is this drinking of bottled water. Keep the bottle and fill it up at home buy a bottle that's safer than the plastic bottle and put your water in the car or the truck or at your office or whatever it is, but just take the water out of your tap.
Absolutely. The refillable waters. They say you're not supposed to refill the plastic because eventually the plastic can leak
into the
water.
Well, you shouldn't be using plastic anyway because the chemical reaction to the sun causes the components in there to change. So if the water's been in the sun, you taste it, you know it's something different.
Even if it hasn't been opened?
Yes, even if it hasn't been opened.
Okay. No. Okay. I mean, what I have heard is that you're not supposed to reuse it because bacteria from your mouth can get into the bottle of water.
You can't clean the inside of the bottle properly, so if you reuse it, the bacteria
will. But it's your bacteria, so what's the big deal?
Well, your bacteria changes as it sits in that water.
Not
for
mine.
Weeks
Speak for
days.
Yourself. My bacteria is healthy.
I'm
and
pretty
wholesome.
Sure that if you've
and
got
it's sold on eBay.
Bottle,
you can buy Doug Steffen bacteria
yes,
on eBay right
on
now.
On eBay,
right? But Doug Steffen backwash for sale now at DougSteffen.com.
There you go. Right there in the Doug. What do we call that place where we have all this stuff, Kenny? The Doug.
The internet. Market.
No.
The,
oh,
the Goodie you, Store.
Yes, thank you. The Good Day Store. Hey, you too, huh? I thought I'd leave that to Richie, but now you are becoming
there
a
refillable Doug Steffen Good Day water bottles? Or?
We have Doug Steffen Good Day mugs that you can refill at your own desire.
Okay. Well, those. You should get some of the tall ones that you can take with you, fill up with water, and and walk about
yeah,
with
we
it.
We use a Brita filter at the house and just, you know, fill it all up.
There's some newly released dash cam footage today, which shows the moment the police officers arrested Dylan Roof. Have you seen this?
Yes.
High-fiving, bumping each other after placing Mr. Roof in their car. On the video, police can be seen pulling Roof over after he did the night before the dastardly deed. According to the arrest report, police found a semi-automatic handgun hidden beneath a pillow in the back seat of the car. They obviously did a better job than some of the other police at frisking people or seeing what the heck is going on. He was stopped because he was allegedly driving too close to a tractor trailer. But I think that was with the knowledge that had been phoned in by that lady that saw him in town, right?
Yeah.
They were looking for the car.
Right. And then she called in and said she thinks she knows who it is, called in his license plate, and then they got him. Yeah.
The audio recording of the call that alerted police to him being there has been released as well. The owner of a flower shop is heard telling officers that one of his drivers believed that she was behind the shooter. And she relayed the message to her boss, and he called 911. So the video shows the two police approaching the car, one with his gun drawn. The other is seen putting his gun back in his holster as he approaches the driver's side window. This is like a police television show. And there'd be. Do you realize how much more footage is going to be?
Oh, once we get all these chest cameras. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you have 24-hour police networks. I'm surprised there isn't one now, frankly.
Called Cops.
You know that in D.C.
Yeah, but that's a show. It's not. I don't think it's a network, is it?
It's
in
a
D.C.
Show.
What, Richard?
Yeah. In D.C., they are not going to make the police camera video
available.
Public.
Oh, really?
Available.
Mm-hmm.
You are not going to be able to get it.
I paid for it. It's my tax dollars.
Well,
I want to see it.
And that's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, then what's the point of having it?
They have it in case that there is an issue. Yeah. Then it will be made available in court.
Who's wide open to computer hackers? In a moment, we'll find out. 14 after the hour. Right now, though, I want you to pay attention, if you will, if you don't mind. 60 seconds worth of information for those of you who'd like to buy a used Humvee from the United States Department of Defense. GovPlanet, part of the Iron Planet family, the leader in online auctions of government and military surplus auction. You can find out what's there, govplanet.com. At GovPlanet, you can buy cargo trucks, Humvees, utility vehicles, kitchen trailers, a lot of stuff there. You can see photos, you can browse the inventory, bid on the items directly from your mobile device. Just text in the word Doug to 511-511. That's Doug to 511-511. Registration on govplanet.com. Free. Text the word Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511 to see all of the items in GovPlanet's huge Humvee auction.
Fake Green. Harrison with you. Even green sushi lovers have found out how to gnaw on raw fish responsibly. In collaboration with the Monterey Bay Aquarium, the Blue Ocean Institute, and the Environmental Defense Fund, you can now print out a sustainable sushi card to carry around with you. The card lists which sushi to avoid and which to eat. For example, one should avoid both bluefin and yellowfin tuna. Equally, stay away from farmed shrimp, freshwater eel or unagi, along with farmed salmon. Wild salmon and shrimp, of course, are just fine. These card makers hope its carriers will ask sushi bar owners more questions, thus encouraging owners and sushi chefs, say that 10 times fast, to think more about serving sustainable options. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever heard of teachable moments? Well, they are all of a sudden ways to teach your kids, and they happen all the time. Here's a great example and the science of it.
Come on, big boy, teach me.
The listener wrote her young daughter was reading out loud the story of Jack and Jill. You know, the one where Jack and Jill went up the hill and then he fell. And upon finishing, the little girl immediately quipped. They didn't look after each other very well, did they? The very smart father spotted a teaching moment. What would you have done differently, he asked. The child answered, held on to him. And then dad added, or look for stairs, or maybe dial 911. What's the cheap psychological trick? Hey, forget the goody-goody of this situation. Seizing simple, teachable moments may just teach your child how to protect themselves down the road. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This right-handed hitter was the 1977 Comeback Player of the Year. He anchored the hot corner for the Southside Hitmen of the Chicago White Sox, a team that in 77 slugged 192 homers.
Soderholm lashed one down the line to get the White Sox offense rolling.
So where is Eric Soderholm now? Eric founded Front Row Tickets in 1984, which became a multi-million dollar business in the world of ticket brokering. Eric also opened Sodder World with his daughter Misty. It's a spa and health and wellness center in suburban Chicago, which has been going strong since 1997.
The key was starting a business and then surround yourself with quality people.
Sounds like a winning formula to me. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
So this is not going to surprise anybody, but I might as well lay it out for you. The people who work for the government are vulnerable because the government has failed to take basic steps to protect you if you're a government employee from hackers and thieves. As a matter of fact, the records show the number of victims in these most recent cyber attacks on government personnel files has soared to at least 18 million. Mm. At first it was four, then they said five. Now it's 18 million.
So pretty much everybody.
Anybody who has any connection to government, whether right. it's federal,
because the federal
state,
government doesn't
local,
employ that many people, but they no. have that many people,
and they have the ancillary clearances. Contractors,
right.
and
who, and all of them have a security clearance.
Yep, right.
They say now that even if you had applied for a job, you might be vulnerable.
In this. Right. Whew. How does that grab you? Huh? And just and it becomes such an old story. The business about not having the ability to be protected in this circumstance. Molly, would you quickly update the Berkeley apartment building? Last week we talked a lot, I think 3 or 4 days, about this apartment building where the Irish kids went through. They stood on the balcony, it went down, and the official report is out as to what caused it, and it was pretty much what we speculated, right?
It is, yeah. Actually, the balcony that snapped off from the apartment building led to the deaths of those six Irish students. It was supported by wooden beams that had been badly rotted from water damage. That's according to the building's yeah. inspector, and that just issued by the City Building and Safety Division. So they issued the summary of their initial findings from the investigation, and it is what Mayor Tom Bates had said. He had speculated that it was rotten wood right after the collapse. And
well, they didn't flash. When that happens in buildings like that, they don't flash properly. They put aluminum right. flashing over these areas, keep the water out, and they didn't. So the wood easily would rot in 8 or 9 years. No security. The lag bolts that are in there holding on to nothing. So, boom. And what a tragedy. Boy, somebody's going to get sued like you wouldn't believe in that one. 21 after the hour on Good Day.